All right, brother man. We're back. What's up, fuckers? Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, kid.
Absolutely. Again. Welcome back to another episode of Locker Room Talk. And I think you all know what's coming for you this week.
Part two.
I got this boy back, and we are ripping part two of... I can't even speak. Of dark humor. So, all you little pussies, get out now before you whine and cry about these jokes.
Mine are definitely worse than last week, I'll tell you that.
Well,
so, last time.
We had to kick it up a notch, you know? It can't be... You got to everything levels, boy. You just got to keep going up.
Don't cancel me, please. But that's all I got.
Hey, you'll be fine. They got us. They love it. They love it.
They love it. They loved it.
Yeah, there's only certain
people. For the
most part. There's only certain people that don't
like it. You got to weed your way through them.
Exactly. So... Who wants to kick this off?
You want to first?
How many do you have?
I got 12.
Let's say. You have 12? All right, let me count mine.
I'm going to say all 12, and then maybe we can go from there.
Wow, we are...
Around the money?
I got 12, baby. Right, let's get it.
We'll go. You go first.
All right, we'll go one for one.
I went first last time.
All right, beautiful. I think I remember. So, I have these in a list, but I'm not gonna bang them out in order because I got some spicy ones in here that I gotta leave for the middle or the end. So I'm gonna start you off nice and easy. Just try and tickle your nuts a little bit, you laughing a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm already laughing.
Here we go. All right. So this time we start off. Try your hardest not to laugh because we did that at the end last time.
Okay.
So this time we just gotta try and dive in straight face, and then we'll try and talk. We'll just talk about
it. All right.
Ready.
Wait, I'm already laughing. Wait,
I mean, we could just all send
right. No. I want to do that because it's funnier when you do that.
All right, here we go. Right. Ready? Why does Santa have such a big sack?
Why?
Because he only comes once a year.
I've heard that one before.
Something light. Nice and easy. We just got one.
You did Santa one? I'll do a Santa one. I got my own Santa Claus one.
All right.
What's the difference between Jews and Santa Claus?
Oh, God, dude. The Jew ones. Hold on. I have no idea.
Santa goes down the chimney.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
This guy's coming in hot.
You said Santa. I gotta go Santa right back at you. I gotta match that. I gotta match the energy.
That's funny. No,
I'm sorry. Don't cancel me. It's just for jokes. Just to let you know.
You're right. That one wasn't that bad, though.
That wasn't that bad, but it gets worse.
Okay. I like it. The Santa ones are good. I don't see a ton of them, but...
I only had that one for Santa.
All right. After, we need to talk about where you get these.
Okay.
Because...
Yeah, it works.
Well, we got to brainstorm off each other, but, you know, we can't give out all our secrets. And mm-hmm. Everyone knows they're not our jokes.
Yeah, they're not. None of these are our jokes.
Anyway. All right. Just keep cracking. Oh, I thought I had another.
You go?
I don't. Yeah, I'll go. What do you call a terrorist in a wheelchair?
What?
An RCXD.
Oh, wait, I'm supposed to try not to laugh. I forgot I was trying not to laugh. They hit me right away.
Dude, that was a good one.
I'm surprised I didn't see that anywhere. Oh, I was digging for a while.
Oh,
too.
Dude, this took me a while. This took me a few days to.
Oh, no. Mine took like 45 minutes.
Well,
But, like, when I'm skimming through like that, but, like, all right. So, what was yours? Middle Eastern man, you said?
Yeah, terrorist one.
Okay. So, I'll go around. I'll go like that, too.
Oh, you're just going to follow me?
Yeah, follow you. All
right.
So, how do you pick up Syrian chicks?
I don't know.
Piece by piece.
Dude. You love those ones because last week it was something about Sally, wasn't it?
Yeah, Sally. What did Sally do after like the bomb went off or something like that? Where did Sally go? It was everywhere.
That's so bad. Oh God! All right, this guy's a big bomb guy over here.
Yeah, I love my bombs.
Oh man! All right. Let's see. What do I want to do next? I want to switch it up on you. There's some I know I need to save for after. that are just gonna, like, once we get laughing a little bit, it's gonna be great.
I got
a couple, this one's bad.
I got two story ones. So.
This one cannot go on TikTok.
Okay, yeah, no, this I got. I'll match that one. I'll match that one.
What's the best part of having sex with 28-year-olds?
Because there's 28-year-old, like this.
There's 20-year-old.
Yeah, 20-year-old. That's what I meant.
I read that so bad. I should.
No, I got it. No, I understand it when it happened. I thought I was gonna write one of those down, but I really didn't. I'm like, no, I can't say that.
Yeah, dude, there's so many kid ones, and I'm like, yeah, I really can't say a bunch of them because TikTok's not a fan of those.
Okay, I'll go. I'll do something light.
All right. Yeah.
What's the worst part? Oh wait, no. What's the worst thing to do at a funeral?
Say I'm sorry.
The corpse.
Jesus.
It's just light.
Why did I say I'm sorry?
Because y'all, I had it the last time.
Yes, you did.
It was, I don't remember what it was. I know exactly what it was.
It was something about.
I apologize or I'm sorry or something like that. I don't even know if I brought it out
here. You can get it if you want.
No, I think I don't know where I left it.
Did you leave it out there?
Oh, it's right here.
Oh. There we go, big boy. Right. Got to keep him hydrated, yeah. Oh, I feel like we're going to blow through these this time.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, it's not bad.
Well, your last time it was shorter. Quick. It was, but we did things after.
It was also a little bit of, it was just kind of looking through it, so it's kind of wasting time. Yeah. So whatever, if it's a little bit shorter, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
People will bang through it. All right. Let's see. Oh. Why do guys date chicks that are suicidal?
Wait, say that again?
Why do guys date chicks that are suicidal?
Why?
Their pussy's limited edition.
Wait, say it again?
I can't speak. Why do guys...
Never mind. I heard that the other way around. I was like, why do girls? I'm like, no. Wait. That took me a while. All right, I ruined your joke because
of
that.
It's all good. It's all good.
Okay. I'll go. All right. Why were the Twin Towers mad?
I don't know.
They ordered pepperoni pizza and they all got plain.
That's so dumb. Oh my God. Did you see that? The meme that Joe Rogan posted the other day?
Was it the George Bush one?
No. It was the one Joe Rogan posted the other day. Someone made it of him. It was him holding the mic like he's commentating.
Yeah, that's all those. That's what's so bad.
I know.
I'm surprised he posted that. I'm being serious. I mean, he did the one with Jesus, too.
Which one?
He literally did him holding the mic to Jesus on the cross.
That's funny. Oh God, that's good.
That's what that reminded me of because I knew I saw something about 9/11 or whatever.
That's funny. All right. You just won. All right, I'm being stupid. What's the benefit of being uncircumcised?
What?
It's one hoodie she can't steal. Shout out to all the uncircumcised boys out there.
That hit me instantly. A lot of yours, like, God. It's either hit or miss. For, I don't know. It takes me a second. All right. This one's like a... All right. Why can't orphans play baseball?
They don't know where home is.
Fuck. Yeah. Was that an easy one?
No, I've seen that one.
Damn it. Should I hit you another one then? Or you
want to
go?
If you want to, yeah, send it.
All right. How many dead babies do you need to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
Definitely more than 5 because my light's still broken.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, well, they get worse and worse. Oh my God.
Oh, that's good. That is good. Wow. All right. I got another one. This one, you're going to like this one, I bet. What's Evel Knievel's best stunt?
What?
Riding through Ethiopia with a sandwich taped to his back. So
must be a war zone. That one's What did I say last week? I did the Ethiopia one, the rave.
Oh yeah, that's the one it got taken down. I don't know why. It was all you was like stick an apple in the ceiling. Or
I forgot I said that. That one's so funny. I thought I saw that up in your TikTok though. For a little bit.
It was, and then it got taken down. But then they put it back up.
What was the
It got taken down.
How many views did it end up having?
It's only got like 8,000 because they limit it once it gets taken down. Because it was taken down for like days.
All right, this one's kind of hard to get. Right. I'll get it out of the way though.
All right, give it to me.
What separates humanity from the animals?
Humanity from the animal.
The Mediterranean.
Jesus, dude.
Oh, yeah, you said Ethiopia. Oh, I gotta. No. That one, when I read that, I was like, I sat down on my computer like this, like for like 5 minutes. I'm like, I'm gonna get you one time, and I don't know why I couldn't understand it. And then I clicked like the view more, and it's and then it explained the joke.
It's so bad, dude.
But like, it didn't make sense because like, it's also the Atlantic's on the left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, I was like, I don't know, it kind of the way you looked at it, I guess you could say. Right.
No. It's because it's like, you know the Mediterranean Sea is?
Yeah, I know that.
I ain't going to lie, I had to look it up. It's like the one in Europe.
Yeah, so it's in
like
the middle.
Down.
It's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So it'd be like up top is Europe and then.
Yeah, okay. No, that's what I read. I'm like.
No, it's so bad, dude. Oh my God. All right. Glad we cleared that one up. So these next six.
They're really bad.
Are probably my favorite.
Okay, I don't even know.
They might not be super funny, but I mean, there's one that I died.
Okay.
Might save that one for last, but here we go. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to pick which one. All right, just going to hop right into it. Our parents' generation had Wonder Woman. Our generation wonders if they're a woman.
They're gonna get people mad at TikTok.
Good.
I knew you were going somewhere in that direction. I was just trying to figure it out before.
I saw another one and they just changed it from Superman to woman, and it was like, our parents' generation had Superman and our generation wonders if they can say Superman or something.
Yeah,
yeah, it was weird, but
that one's better.
Wonder Woman
yeah.
is better, yeah.
Alright. A man goes to the library and asks for a book on suicide. The librarian says, fuck off, you won't bring it back.
I saw that one. Oh, God, dude.
That one, like, when I read it, I was like, I don't get it. And it gave, like, 30 seconds by. I'm like, oh, I got it.
Yeah. Poor guy. God, they're so dark.
There's not much to it, really. You don't need a book on it.
That's true. I feel like it's not that hard.
Yeah.
There's only so many ways you can do it.
Quick bath, toaster.
Yeah, literally.
Something, I don't know. Now that I have experience, I'm just saying.
That's like, you know the TikTok trend that was all over the places?
I love those TikToks. it got old after a while.
Oh, my. I know. But one of the better ones I saw was a guy and he had a fork and he was like, now, and he's like.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I saw. I saw that.
Those rooms are good, but yeah, they got old. But those ones are funny. So, in case anyone needs a tip, I guess there you go. All right, this one I don't think was super funny, but I'm just gonna. I didn't really understand it at first. If I'm gonna be told, well, I did, but I don't know. Whatever. I'm just gonna read it. Fuck it. This one's also not a question, just a statement. One of my friends got caught jerking in the shower. He ruined the whole field trip to Auschwitz.
Saw that one.
Fuck.
In the high school shower.
Yeah.
I saw that one. I didn't get it at first, and I had to read more. Yeah. I'm like, I did that for three straight. I had to get what I actually got right off the bat. I saw that one.
That's what's so hard. This is.
We definitely went on the same page.
No doubt.
A lot of people do. They like keep going in the Do you want to go on Reddit, right?
Yeah.
The thread. They keep going on the thread. They'll literally keep like putting on like they're adding something to the joke every time. All right, this one's really bad. This you can't. You probably can't put this on. Why don't black people go on cruises?
They can't swim.
They are not falling for that again. No, you don't get it.
So, like the Titanic.
No, like when they loaded the black people on like those ships.
Oh shit! No. I'm so stupid. Oh god!
Not falling for that one again.
That's so bad. Dude, I'm such a dumbass.
I was like, wait, you can't swim. Because when I saw that, I read through like, can't swim maybe, and then I was like, and then I'm like, what could it be? And then I like clicked on view more again, and then it explained the joke, and I was like, oh okay, I get it now.
Oh god, that's bad. Oh whoops.
You have one more left than me, or you not one more left, but you have one more on me, right?
Yeah, because you read two in a row.
I got one, two. I got four left. So you should have five?
I think I have four.
Oh.
One, two. Wait, I can't read. One. Yeah, one, two, three. Yeah, I have four.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right, yeah. All
right, these are four of my favorite ones right here.
All right, I'm getting ready for these.
They're going to be good. Which one want it? All right, I'll do this one first. Why aren't Americans the smartest?
Why?
All the smart ones get used as target practice.
Dude, it's the one that, like, it doesn't click right away. Maybe I'm like, last week I got them, like, instantly.
Yeah.
This week I'm like, I don't even know. Like, it's like taking me a couple
seconds. Same, yeah. Maybe the brain's just not firing. That one's not as good. I mean, some of the ones last week were just bang.
Okay, this one I cracked up on.
All right, good.
This one I cracked up on. Okay, all right. I gotta pick the phone up for this one. It's kind of long. It's a statement. So, all
right.
I was walking down the street the other day. Suddenly, I saw a black man running like hell with a TV in his arms. Fearing it was mine, I run to the house. But I was wrong. Mine was there, happily cleaning my shoes.
I was not expecting that.
It was like it took a turn at the last.
Oh my god.
This is like, this puts last week's to shame, or last time to shame. Good. I'm just letting you know.
Good.
Oh, you want to close your door? All the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it's COVID ugly. Like, your parents might kick me out.
The Olympics, Euros, baseball, major championships, and concerts are all in this summer. You know, it isn't a wild and hairy bush. Tame your pubes with help from our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package includes the brand-new Lawnmower 4.0. If an athlete treats their body like royalty, why not treat your pubes like Olympic gold? Fellas, do right by your balls and join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com with the code LRT. I actually shaved the balls the other day, and it was perfect. Haven't nicked them in so long.
Really?
It's fantastic.
With the new one?
Yeah, with the lawnmower, baby.
I gotta
get the
4.0.
The world is starting to open, and the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped is here to help you get ready. Inside, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, plus two free gifts, performance package, boxer briefs, and the shed travel bag. Talk about a world-class dismount into a post-quarantine world. This package is the perfect package for your package and peak performance in whatever sport you desire. The brand new Lawnmower 4.0 is here to take the podium. This fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch, can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? Michael Phelps is drooling just thinking about the possibilities. This package also comes with a weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in both your nose and ear. This tool is a lock to take home the gold in the biathlon. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and uses a 9,000 RPM motor powered 360-degree rotary dual blade system. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. After trimming your pubes, show them some sportsmanship with Manscaped's liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner are the key to feeling victorious this year. Manscaped also threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and Shed Travel Bag. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LRT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code LRT at manscaped.com. Achieve pubic glory this year with Manscaped.
Holy shit.
That one's bad, dude. Oh my god.
I told you, like, the last couple on my side are really
bad. The last? All right, so we got three more. Two of them aren't hilarious, but they're just spot on.
Okay.
And just, like, agreeable more than super funny. Okay. But then the last one, I laughed so hard when I read that one.
Okay.
All right. Why would Hitler and Gen Z be getting along nowadays?
Why?
They both love canceling cultures.
All right, I like that one.
That one wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad. All right, see, like, now this is, guess where it gets hairy. Like, I don't know which one to go to.
All right,
I'll get this one out of the way. All right, a priest, pedophile, and a rapist walk into a bar. He sits down and orders a drink.
Okay.
That's it. A priest, pedophile, and a rapist walk into a bar. He sits down and orders a drink.
Am I retarded?
Do you know how they stereotype priests with, like, the 13-year-old kids, yeah, or whatever, and, like, the altar servers?
Oh, he sat down and...
Yeah, like, yeah. It's like I was not listing each person. I was just describing one person.
That's so bad. Okay, I was going to say, dude, for a second, I thought I was slow, but all right, I got it.
It took me a second to at first.
Yeah, there we go. Good, good, good. That one... Bad. All right. Only two more left. We're kind of flying through these. But hopefully this one's just as good as last time. I'm laughing. I don't know if I'm laughing as much, though.
No, I'm not laughing as much.
I don't know why.
The last one was really funny. Maybe I was in a laughing mood or something like that.
Maybe it was just because the first time, too. We were just kind of not expecting. I don't know. Some of these, mine aren't really as funny, if I'm going to be honest. I feel like they're not as funny, but they're more, like, relatable and stuff. Why is reverse cowgirl illegal in Alabama?
Why?
Because you never turn your back on family.
I knew that one, too. I couldn't think of it.
You know the line from it's Fast and Furious?
Maybe that's
where... like, yeah, that's where it's from.
That's where I definitely have heard that before. That's why I was like, I feel like I know that one. All right. This one I hit two different, like, stereotypes on. Or not stereotypes, God. But, like, religion and a race, so... like double whammy here.
Great.
What's the worst part of being black and Jewish?
Jesus.
Having to sit at the back of the oven.
Holy shit. I just knew it was gonna be bad.
Earlier the first sentence.
Oh, God. That's bad. Yep, all right. That's why we call it dark humor. Jesus.
And we didn't create these jokes. We're just reading them from somewhere. So technically, we're not the ones who made it. So
true.
Just let them know.
Go find these other people. Yeah. No, I don't even find them. They're just providing good value, good content for all of us.
Exactly. I have one more left, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, me too. This is my last one. Wow. All right, this one is by far my favorite one.
I'll go first then. Okay. Because mine's, like, not that good.
Okay.
What's got 5 eyes, 3 ears, and 2.5 noses? Yes, the finishing line at the Boston Marathon. I know. Some lines are not meant to be crossed.
Nah. That one's fucked up. Holy shit.
Like I said, some lines are not meant to be crossed.
Wow. All right, then. Understood. Holy shit. I don't think people are gonna like that one. All
right, don't post that. Nah, that's all I was gonna show you before.
Oh God, it's fucked up, man. They might not all make you laugh, but they're fucked up. They'll make you smile.
I'm expecting a big one right here. So. All right,
this one
really dropped the bomb.
First time
it.
I read this one, I laughed so hard. Oh, I swear to God, if you saw it, I'm gonna shoot myself.
I'm afraid
on the spot.
On this one, I'm hoping I didn't.
What do you call a gay drive-by?
What?
A fruit roll-up.
That's the one.
Yeah.
I see that so until I.
Dude, I laughed so hard when I saw that.
Fruit roll-up. That one. I was expecting this one. I could sit back like for a minute and just and just like. Like this, you just read me a story, yeah. And then you just hit me with that. I'm like,
that's bad. Are we gonna have to hit Reddit again and try and find some more and keep it going, or
yeah,
are we just
I guess
calling
we could. I got nothing to do. Let's see here. Right. Back to the grind.
Let's see. Hold on, I'm gonna try a little something different.
You know, I literally. Oh, by the way, you said in the beginning of the podcast, like the tell you where I found them. I literally went to like the third Reddit link down.
Yeah, that's probably where I went to. All right, just give me the one good. I'm looking for a story one. Oh God, the ones that you look up and they're just on Google are the worst.
Yeah, I know.
They're
you
so stupid and cringy. I wish. I don't know. I might just read some of these without even looking at them. Might just send it. They're probably so dumb, though.
Sounds so dumb.
Oh, God. This might not even be worth it. All right, I'm just going to read this one to you.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's going to be funny. It might be stupid.
No, it doesn't matter. Just rip them.
At school, little Johnny was told by a classmate that most adults are hiding at least one dark secret and that this makes it very easy to blackmail them by saying, I know the whole truth. Little Johnny decides to go home and try it out. He goes home, and as he's greeted by his mother, he says, I know the whole truth. His mother quickly hands him $20 and says, just don't tell your father. Quite pleased, the boy waits for his father to get home from work and greets him with, I know the whole truth. The father promptly hands him $40 and says, please don't say a word to your mother. Very pleased, the boy is on his way to school the next day. When he sees the mailman at his front door, the boy greets him by saying, I know the whole truth. The mailman immediately drops the mail, opens his arms and says, then come give your real father a big hug.
Wait, the dad knew that too?
Yeah, apparently. But I don't know. No, it was probably the mom had an affair with the mailman, and then the dad had an affair with someone else. But the mailman's actually his dad.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Something dumb. I don't know if it's that funny.
Okay, this one I got. How do you fit 10 babies into a bucket? The blender.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Something like.
That's so bad.
What do you get when you throw a dead baby down the stairs? An erection.
What?
Some guy responds and goes, you need Jesus, man. He responds, God. I'm just how God made me.
That's so bad. Oh, this one's fucked. What's the difference between a baby and a baked potato?
What?
About 140 calories.
That's, why are we finding better ones now?
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is so
weird. What's a man's favorite thing that starts with M and ends with arriage?
Miscarriage.
That joke never gets old. Just like the baby.
Dude, why are they all like baby ones?
I literally read the next one. It's about killing babies.
So is this one, right? What's the difference between a dead baby and a slice of pizza?
What?
A slice of pizza can't feed a family. Dude, that's so bad. God.
Yeah, I don't know where I stand on abortion. I like killing babies, but I don't like giving women a choice.
Oh, this one's bad. Ready?
This is so much better.
People are so politically correct these days, you can't even say black paint. Instead, you have to say, Leroy, please paint my fence.
That one's good. Where were these when I was looking? A homicidal pedophile is walking through a dark forest with a small child. When the child looks up and says, I'm scared, the man looks down and says, you're scared? I have to walk out of here alone.
See ya. Oh, God.
Why did this one's just like cheesy. Why did the music teacher get fired from the job?
Finger in the wrong minor.
Yeah.
You read one like that last time.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. My cousin just said to me, on your wedding day, I'm going to start my toast with the story of how you were born and grandma cried because you were so ugly. That's stupid. I just read it. I didn't even look at it.
I don't like children. I tried different seasonings and it just doesn't work.
Dude. Oh my God.
You shouldn't make jokes about the Holocaust. My grandfather died in Auschwitz. He fell from the guard tower.
Oh no.
That's so dumb. Someone literally goes, it picks cotton. That's it. So yeah.
Oh my God.
What's 6 inches long pink and makes my girlfriend gag when I shove it down her throat? Oh, no. Her miscarriage.
Oh no. You want to hear a real sus one?
Yeah, hit me with that.
What's the difference between a gay man and a refrigerator?
What?
The fridge doesn't fart when you pull your meat out.
Oh my God.
Ew. No.
That one's bad. That one's so gross.
Oh, God.
Oh, what's it? That's not even a joke. That's just weird.
Some of these are whack. Oh my God, these are some of the worst ones ever.
Like bad, like as in like.
Like just so corny. They're just on like those whack websites, and it says dark humor, but it's actually so dumb.
Mm-hmm. Ever had Ethiopian food?
No.
Neither have they.
I knew that was coming. All right, I'm going to read this long one. I have no idea if it's going to be funny or not.
Hit me with that.
It's called Dark in Here. Mm-hmm. Not aware that 9-year-old son was hiding in the closet, her husband came home unexpectedly, so she hid her lover in the closet. The boy now has company. The boy says, dark in here. The man says, yes, it is. The boy says, I have a baseball. Man says, that's nice. The boy said, want to buy it? The man said, no thanks. The boy said, my dad's outside. The man said, okay, how much? The boy said, $250. In the next few weeks, it happens again that the boy and the man's love and the mom's lover are in the closet together. The boy says, it's dark in here. The man says, yes, it is. The boy said, I have a baseball glove. The man said, that's nice. The boy said, want to buy it? The man said, no thanks. The boy said, I'll tell. The man said, how much? The boy said, $750. The man said, fine. A few days later, the father says to the boy, grab your glove, let's go outside and play toss with the baseball. The boy says, I can't, I sold them. The father asks, how much did you sell them for? That was so stupid. That was the biggest waste of 30 seconds.
I feel like we're missing something.
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, I think it's just, I don't know. That was so stupid.
I like didn't even get the
I joke. Think it was supposed to be a dark joke because he was literally in the closet and it was dark in there. That is so fucking dumb. Some of these are just whack. Hold on. Let me see what I can do. Let me see what I can whip up real quick.
I'm going deep right now, man.
You're deep in Reddit?
Yeah.
Come on, load. Yes, I am. All right, here we go. We got a little story. I'm just going to rip it. A beautiful woman is standing on a bridge, looking over the side and thinking about... I can't read. Dyslexic. A beautiful woman is standing on a bridge, looking over the side and thinking about jumping off. A homeless man walks up to her. She sees the man coming and says, "Go away. There's nothing you can do to change my mind." He says, "Well, if you're going to kill yourself anyway, why don't we have sex? At least I'll enjoy it." The woman says, "Absolutely not. You're disgusting." The man turns and starts walking away. "Is that all you're going to say? You're not even going to try and convince me that life is worth living? Where are you going?" "I have to make it down to the bottom. If I hurry, you'll still be warm," he says.
That one's good.
Oh god, that was a good one.
I didn't. That was like leaving.
Oh, this one.
Say it. Just keep saying them.
Boy walks in on his dad masturbating. Never having seen anyone do this, he says, "Daddy, what are you doing?" His dad replies, "Don't worry, son. You'll be doing it soon enough." "Really? Why is that, Daddy?" "Well, my arm's getting tired." That's a good one.
You're on a streak right now.
Oh, I found some stuff. These ones are longer. They're like stories.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this one's fat. You want me to read it?
Yeah, you just hit me up. You're clearly banging probably better ones than me, so.
The FBI had an opening for an assassin. After all the background checks, interviews, and testing were done, there were three finalists. For the final test, the FBI agents took one of the men to a large metal door and handed him a gun. "We must know that you will follow your instructions no matter what the circumstances. Inside the room, you'll find your wife sitting in a chair. Kill her," the man said. "You can't be serious. I could never shoot my wife," the agent said. "Then you're not the right man for this job. Take your wife and go home." The second man was given the same instructions. He took the gun and went to the room. All was quiet for about 5 minutes. The man came out with tears in his eyes. "I tried, but I can't kill my wife." The agent said, "You don't have what it takes. Take your wife home." Finally, the last man was given the same instructions, to kill his wife. He took the gun and went into the room. Shots were heard, one after another. They heard screaming, crashing, banging on the walls. After a few minutes, all was quiet. The door opened slowly, and there stood the man, wiping the sweat from his brow. "Some idiot loaded the gun with blanks," he said. "I had to strangle the bitch to death."
The part where he said he had to wipe his sweat off. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, that's bad.
Some dumb bitch loaded the gun with blanks.
That was a good one. A guy was walking to a bar, and on his way, he found a girl tied up to the railroad tracks. He untied her, and they had sex. Guy gets to the bar. Friends ask him why he's so late. Tells him about the girl he found and all the different positions they fucked in. Friends give him props and ask if he got head. Guy replies, "I couldn't find it."
Wait, what?
You weren't paying attention.
I exited out for 1 second. I was like, oh, shit, I don't know where it went.
A guy was walking to a bar, and on his way, he found a girl tied up to the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
He untied her, and they had sex. Guy gets to the bar. Friends ask why he's so late. Tells him about the girl he found and all the different positions they fucked in. Friends give him props and ask if he got head. The guy replies, "I couldn't find it."
That one's so bad.
Oh no, that one was so messed up. Alright, this one's got a lot of likes. I'll try it. I'm just going to read it. This one's fat, too.
Oh, my God. That one's so fucking bad. Can I say mine first?
Yeah, please.
This one's really bad. Jake, this one's bad.
Say it. Fuck it.
Those poor kids at Sandy Hook. All they wanted was books, but they got magazines instead.
Oh, no. I thought I I thought I saw. Oh my god, dude! I saw one on Reddit, and I thought I saved it, and it was,
I think I saw the one you're talking about.
It was like, what's the difference between American kids and kids from other countries, or like, fuck, what was it? I can't remember. Yeah, it was something like that, and it was like the kids fill their book bags with magazines or something. Yeah. It was fucked up, dude. All right, let me see what we're at for time.
How do Jews go to heaven?
We're at 40 minutes. We'll rip one more piece.
All right, I'll just rip this one and another one. All right. How do Jews go to heaven? Well done.
Who even likes their meat well done anyway? That's whack. All right, you ready? I'm going to read you this one.
Yeah, read me it. Is it long?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put my phone down and I'll wait.
Christmas Eve, a miserable woman stands on the edge of a high bridge contemplating suicide. Why are all these about suicide? As she goes to step off, she feels resistance from behind. She turns around to see Santa Claus holding her jacket. Santa Claus, exclaims the woman. Yes, why are you out here so miserable on Christmas Eve, young lady, asks Santa. Well, I have nothing left to live for. I was fired from my job, my husband left with the kids, my landlord is evicting me, and my cancer has returned. Santa replies, fret not, for Christmas miracles are real. When you go home tonight, you will have a message from your boss giving you your job back. Your husband will be waiting happily with the children. You will have your apartment back, and your cancer will be gone. My goodness, exclaims the woman. That is truly a miracle. Is there any way I can ever repay you? There is one thing. How about a blowjob? Well, sure. The woman gets on her knees, unzips Santa, gives him the best blower of his life, and slurps up every last bit. As Santa is about to leave, he asks the woman, by the way, how old are you? I'm 27, replies the woman, while wiping her mouth. You're 27 and you still believe in Santa Claus, he replies, while chuckling heartedly walking into the night. So dumb.
I knew that was gone right after.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was so obvious. That wasn't even that good.
I just found the raven Ethiopia. Just stick a piece of toast on the ceiling. What's pink and red? It sits in the corner.
I don't know.
A baby with a razor blade. What's green and sits in the corner? Same baby 6 months later.
Oh, no. Oh, this one has a lot of likes. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, this will be the last one for me.
Okay, I'm done. This is probably the last one, so.
Mike gets a call at work he had been waiting for. The baby is coming, and the wife's already at the hospital. He hightails it from work to get there as fast as he can and paces in the waiting room. A few minutes pass, and a doctor comes out and asks, are you Mr. Smith? Yes, yes, what's the news? You need to see this. It's unbelievable, but your child can fly. Mike gives a puzzled look and follows him into the nursery ward. The doctor walks right up to the newborn in the crib and picks him up slightly and then lets go. The baby lands softly back on the crib. Weird. He just did it a second ago. So the doctor picks the baby up and out of the crib and lets go. The baby hits the ground with a sickening thud. By now, Mike is furious. No, I'm serious. He just did it a second ago. See, look. And with that, the doctor opens up the window on the fifth floor nursery and slings the baby out the window. The baby boomerangs right into a parked car, shattering the windshield. Just as Mike reaches his arm back to punch the ever-living shit out of the doctor, he says, nah, man, I'm just messing with you. It was a stillborn.
Wait, what? Stillborn? Oh,
I think that's just like a baby that can't move or something. Like that. Yeah, it's a dead baby. Dude, I couldn't read that with a straight face.
Remember when you heard you dropped him out the window? That was the best part. And with that, he opens up the window on the fifth floor of the nursery and drops him.
Oh,
so the whole time the baby was dead.
Yeah.
swear, just on fly.
Oh my god, that was messed up. All right, that's enough for me. I'll save the rest of these stories for another time because you know we're coming back again.
How many Jews can you fit in the car? 2 in the front, 3 in the back, and 8 million in the ashtray. All right, got it.
Done. We'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.